to Dish Nation, everybody. I hope you're ready because we are here to brighten your day with the latest dish. How's everybody doing? What's going on?
Hey, Heidi.
Hey, girl. Well, the rest of the Dish Nation family is going to join us later. Coming up, we are serving up some leftovers. Bachelorette leftovers, that is. And we're going to have them warmed up for you in a few minutes.
And what openly gay actor says he's done playing it straight? But first, Sherry, what you got?
Well, all right, Frank. I love this story. Personal trainer Luke Zocchi has a lot of celebrity clients, and he might have been the star of The Bachelor in Australia if it wasn't for one of his biggest clients, Chris Hemsworth. On a recent episode of the Fitzy and Whippa podcast, Luke was asked if he consulted with Thor about it, and he said, "You know, I actually said it as a joke," and he said, "If you get on The Bachelor, I will fire you."
Damn.
All right, well, it sounds like Chris was just giving his friend a hard time. Frank and Chewy, do you think it's really cheesy for a guy to look for love on The Bachelor?
Some of us don't need it, you know? But I think a lot of the guys go on The Bachelor just for clout, just for status. I don't think a lot of them are actually looking for love. You know what I'm saying?
I think that Chris Hemsworth is the total blocker of all time right here. I mean, you get to go on a show with 20 beautiful women. This is obviously your trainer, but he's also a buddy, and you're going to fire him if he gets to go have an opportunity?
I think he was messing around, Frank.
Frank, Chris Hemsworth is my client. I'm not surrounded by tail and like people that are interested, his friends, got
his
a trainer.
Right.
I mean, why do you need The Bachelor when one of your best pals is Chris Hemsworth? I'd be like, yeah. Hook me up.
No, The Bachelor's like DoorDash. It just brings the food right to you.
Right.
You don't have to go out and search for it.
It's like
serving it up for you, delivered 20 minutes or less. Okay.
Right.
But Sherry, if somebody worked for you, somebody close, and you were like, look, you kind of represent me, and they wanted to go on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette as their employer, would you allow them?
If my glam team wanted to go on Bachelorette, I'd be like, go, because I've run out of people to introduce you to. So go and meet somebody.
I'm exhausted.
I am exhausted.
And then you're like, and find somebody for me too, girl.
I'd be like, well, they're jumping the shark. You're going to be on the show. Now, I know The Bachelorette was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about this. I can't stop thinking about how, you know, Claire ran off with Dale, all right?
Yes, she did.
And they brought in Tayshia, who gets to date Claire's, you know, rejects.
Mm-hmm.
Then they bring in four new guys. Mm. All right. So I'm thinking, okay, these four new guys.
Fresh meat.
And they know that the Tayshia is now the new bachelorette. And so they're there to meet her. But turns out they didn't know Tayshia was going to be the new bachelorette. They were
there for Claire?
Cast rejects from the Claire casting.
They were rejects?
Claire went on there. First of all, she's a white woman. So you got all these bachelors there, and they got their mind locked on this white woman. Now you're bringing in a black woman. I mean, I'm not mad at you if that's not your flavor, but you've got your mind locked on one woman, and now you got to switch. That's not fair to them.
And if I'm trying to build a family with Tayshia and Claire comes in, you know what I'm saying? Like, Tayshia is 30. And Claire's, now I'm not trying to be ageist, but you know, she's 39. I don't know, you know.
You are.
I didn't know I was going to be dating a golden girl.
I'm just saying.
All right, you guys, we have a couple of casting updates for you. First, holiday season's pretty much here. I think people are even putting their Christmas trees up. They're like, screw it, we're going to celebrate.
We already did our time.
I know,
and there's one Christmas movie that we all love, and that is The Grinch.
The Grinch.
We watch it every year. It's tradition. Well, apparently, Matthew Morrison, if the name sounds familiar, he's the guy from Glee and American Horror Story, and well, obviously he's been on so many other shows, but he is going to be portraying the Grinch. Well, now the guy is set to play a Dr. Seuss character in a 2-hour musical on NBC. Here's my thing with this, though. I know he's a great actor, but the thing with Matthew Morrison is he's got, like, boyish good looks. He's got a kind face.
They're going to have on a ton of makeup on Matthew Morrison, but I think this is where being a really great actor comes into play, you know, and really being able to pull it off. And I think that Matthew Morrison, I'm excited because I really think he's going to be able to pull off that, like, you know, when you got evil, but they're evil and kind of nice. And that's even more scary.
That's the scariest kind of evil. Sherry, you're right.
That's why I think in a reverse casting, the Grinch would have done a great job on Glee.
Also, Jeopardy will be eventually looking to replace the late Alex Trebek. I don't know how I feel about that, y'all. And word on the street is that Good Morning America and co-anchor and political correspondent George Stephanopoulos is eyeing the hosting gig. What do you think about that, y'all? I like that too, actually.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that either.
I love George Stephanopoulos because when I get interviewed, he interviews me all the time. He's got a great personality. He's so much more quieter than Alex Trebek and so much more studious. But I can't think of anybody else, frankly. Like, I don't. Who else would you pick?
Well, I would put Savannah Guthrie in there, but she just argued with the contestants and make it about her.
You know who I think would be a great host? Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill Nye the Science Guy, for some reason, I think would be a phenomenal Jeopardy host.
I think it should be Samuel L. Jackson. That'd be great.
What? It was 400, motherfucker. Well, everybody, Wentworth Miller finally broke out of prison. And after 5 seasons on the hit television show Prison Break, the actor says he's out. The show went off the air in 2009, but was back for a 5th season in 2017. And there were talks of a new season now, but Wentworth said, "I'm out of Prison Break officially. I just don't want to play straight characters. Their stories have been told and told. So, no more Michael. If you were a fan of the show, hoping for additional seasons, I understand. This is disappointing. I'm sorry."
Listen, I want to be an actress.
Right.
So I don't care if I'm playing straight, bi, gay, trans. I just want to be an actor. So, I mean, I guess I can kind of see where he's coming from. It's like, oh, me, another straight guy story. But you are a gay guy playing a straight guy. So isn't that the ultimate acting gig?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's afraid in this culture. The thing about what he's saying is, in this culture, you cannot be a gay guy playing a straight character because there's plenty of straight actors out there. We've said this about many, many, many different actors.
So straight people shouldn't be playing gay people. You have to hire a real gay person to play.
If you're
going to
go across the board and say, okay, why are we having somebody play a transgender character?
Why not get a transgender actor?
So along those same lines, he's just saying, you know what? I think a straight guy should have this role. What's the problem with that?
I can understand if he said, like what you said, Frank, like, I want to leave this role open to straight people, you know, because we do that. If we talked about that with Cleopatra, like, why can't it be a black person?
Yeah.
But I'm just going, I think he might be limiting himself by saying, I don't want to play any more straight characters.
And if you're familiar with Prison Break at all, the show, the concept was great season one.
Yeah.
And then they're really into 5 seasons and maybe possibly a 6th season. I think this might have been his way of just getting out of it without being, you know, it's rude about the writing and insulting to other people.
The graceful way out.
You know what? I'm gay and I think I'll just play gay roles. You know, and then he's out.
True.
He doesn't offend anybody.
That's a good point, Frank.
Okay, y'all, coming up, do you need a new job? How about becoming a thoughtrepreneur? Yeah, Bow Wow tells us how right after the break. Well, yeah, thoughtrepreneur.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Sherry, I got to ask you a question, Sherry. I was going through my Instagram feed, and I saw that you and your BFM, Kim Whitley, you might be on the outs, right?
Oh, I saw this too.
Yes, absolutely.
It's true.
Because I told you guys that I'm moving, and it's really intense because I have 2 days to move. So I've called my friends to help me, and Kim Whitley literally is stealing all of the stuff that I've designated to charities. She's not helping me at all. And it's frustrating.
Take a look.
Can we just, like, close it a little bit and then tape it on?
No, because it's not closing. Why don't you go home? It's good. Why don't you just go home?
Why don't we throw some away? How about that? We get rid of this and then we don't need the box to close. Because, look, the box will close if we throw away this 800 candles you got.
I'm a little bit worried because I know you guys do a podcast together. You guys are BFFs. That Sherry, it seems forever. Like you guys had a little bit of a falling out.
We did have a falling out because Heidi, like, I'm giving away jewelry for women, you know, in different charities, and she stole all the jewelry. I got these candles, Frank, where I manifest a man into my life. She wouldn't pack the candles. They're all broken.
You know, I didn't see a VCR, Sherry. So you have all those tapes, but no VCR?
I have VHS tapes from when I started in stand-up back in the 80s.
You need to have those
so we
transferred to like a DVD or something.
I know, but it's something about having VHS tapes, because it's also, you know, you got your little nasty stuff on the VHS tapes too.
Oh, God.
That's what it was.
I don't want those transferred.
Sherry's stand up, it's Sherry's lay down.
Wow. All right, you guys, it's one of our favorite times here on Dish Nation. I think you know just by the tone of my voice what it's time for. It's time for Chewy, I mean you too, Frank, but Chewy, especially you. Oh,
you
my
know,
friend, do I have a
flavor.
Treat for you.
You know my flavor, Heidi.
Miss Lizzo has done it again, and when I first saw this video, all I can think of was, be careful, you're very wet. It's very slippery.
Do you know how much cholesterol that is, Heidi?
I know.
That's a lot of cholesterol.
She made me hungry for Thanksgiving turkey.
She posted a slow motion video of her oiled up Lizzo in a thong bikini with the caption, back fat POV popping bitch.
Nice.
That's a lot of back fat. Absolutely.
POV. I don't even want to ask if it's thirst trapping. It's thirst trapping. But yeah, aren't absolutely. We all, we're thirsty? We're drinking it up? Whatever. Lizzo.
I'm chugging it, Heidi. I'm chugging it. All right, last up, we have reality star turned actress Lala Kent showing off her baby bump. She posted a photo of herself while standing in her closet with the caption, my thirst traps look different these days. Aw, I love this. She's glowing,
so
y'all. She is glowing.
See, I look like that naked, and I'm not carrying a baby inside of me. Very bloated.
But it's something very sexy about having a life inside of you, and you're growing. Mm. I love it.
How would you like to have two lives? All right, coming up, we're going to tell you how Johnny Depp got off with $10 million for 24 hours of work.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, right after the break, I'm telling you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Sherry, I got to ask you a question, Sherry. I was going through my Instagram feed, and I saw that you and your BFM, Kim Whitley, you might be on the outs, right?
Oh, I saw this too.
Yes, absolutely.
It's true.
Because I told you guys that I'm moving, and it's really intense because I have 2 days to move. So I've called my friends to help me, and Kim Whitley literally is stealing all of the stuff that I have designated to charities. She's not helping me at all. And it's frustrating.
Take a look.
Can we just, like, close it a little bit and then tape it on?
No, because it's not closing. Why don't you go home? It's good. Why don't you and just go home?
Why don't we throw some away? How about that? We get rid of this and then we don't need the box to close. Because, look, the box will close if we throw away this 800 candles you got.
I'm a little bit worried because I know you guys do a podcast together. You guys are BFFs. Sherry, it seems like you guys had a little bit of a falling out.
We did have a falling out because Heidi, like, I'm giving away jewelry for women, you know, in different charities, and she stole all the jewelry. I got these candles, Frank, where I manifest a man into my life. She wouldn't pack the candles. They're all broken.
You know what I didn't see? I didn't see a VCR, Sherry. So you have all those tapes, but no VCR?
I have VHS tapes from when I started in stand-up back in the
80s. You need to have those transferred to like a DVD or something.
I know, but it's something about having VHS tapes because it's also, you know, you got your little nasty stuff on the VHS tapes too.
Oh, God.
That's what it was.
I don't want those transferred.
Sherry's stand-up, it's Sherry's lay down.
Wow.
All right, you guys, it's one of our favorite times here on Dish Nation. I think you know just by the tone of my voice what it's time for. It's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Chewy, I mean you too, Frank, but Chewy, especially you. Oh, my friend, do I have a treat for you?
You know my flavor, Heidi.
Miss Lizzo has done it again, and when I first saw this video, all I can think of was, be careful, you're very wet. It's very slippery.
Do you know how much cholesterol that is, Heidi?
I know.
That's a lot of cholesterol.
She made me hungry for Thanksgiving turkey.
She posted a slow motion video of her oiled up Lizzo in a thong bikini with the caption, back fat POV popping bitch.
Nice.
That's a lot of back fat. Absolutely.
POV. I don't even want to ask if it's thirst trapping. It's thirst trapping. But yeah, aren't we all, we're thirsty? We're drinking it up? Whatever. Lizzo.
I'm chugging it, Heidi. I'm chugging it. All right, last up, we have reality star turned actress Lala Kent showing off her baby bump. She posted a photo of herself while standing in her closet with the caption, "My thirst traps look different these days." Aww, I love this. She's glowing, so y'all. She is glowing.
See, I look like that naked, and I'm not carrying a baby inside of me. Very bloated.
But it's something very sexy about having a life inside of you, and you're growing. Mm. I love it.
How would you like to have two lives? All right, coming up, we're going to tell you how Johnny Depp got off with $10 million for 24 hours of work.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, right after the break, I'm telling you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, as you probably know by now, Warner Brothers has decided to cut ties with Johnny Depp for the upcoming Fantastic Beasts 3. There was a defamation suit that Johnny Depp filed against the UK Sun that was dismissed. So that's when the decision happened after the UK, when the lawsuit was dismissed, and the whole lawsuit was about the UK Sun calling him a wife beater.
Wow.
Because his ex-wife Amber Heard had said, you know, that she was in an abusive relationship.
So he lost the case, which means they had evidence that he was a wife beater.
That he was. Oh. So he lost the case. That's when the studio, just, you know, to avoid the headache of having him on payroll and dealing with him while out promoting the film, they just decided to drop him. But the thing is, he's still getting his full salary.
Ooh.
He's still walking away. Like, he got cut from the movie, but he's still getting $10 million.
I need a better agent.
Well, that's the thing. He's got a really great agent. I got to say, in my contracts, it's all pay to play.
Chewy, if this happens to a Sherry Shepherd or a Chewy Martinez, you think that that you're still going to get your full salary?
Hell no. No.
Not $10 million. Dollars.
Stop that. They'll validate my parking and point me where to where Craft Services is. That's what they'll do with me, and then they'll send me on my merry way.
But, Chewy, can you imagine shooting just one day of Dish Nation?
Wow.
They let you go, but they pay you $10 million.
Oh, my God.
No, you know what? I would be happy because of the money, but I'd be sad because I wouldn't be able to see you guys every day and talk to you guys every day. That's the highlight of my day, and I would say, like, one of the highlights of my career is being able to work with you guys.
Give him his money!
Load of
No,
Are you kidding? $10 million. I'd be like, later, guys. I just hit my knee.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.